What's up, Pittsburgh Steeler fans? Jeff Harbin here, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Here, another Steelers Hangout brought to you by Frank Walker Law. If you're in northern West Virginia or in western Pennsylvania, need an attorney, one of the best trial attorneys, go to FrankWalkerLaw.com. So, back for another Steelers Hangout. Haven't been hanging out too much recently, been really busy, and there hasn't been a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers news. Free agency, well, it's definitely dying down as fans and teams and front office staff get ready for the NFL draft coming up in a few weeks away. But there has been some moves, and I guess I should say there's one major free agent move, and I wouldn't even call it major. It was the only free agent move the Steelers made outside of their own doors, and that was last week. They brought in wide receiver Justin Hunter from the Buffalo Bills. He also played, he stayed with the Miami Dolphins for a cup of coffee last year, but primarily with the Buffalo Bills. He didn't really light it up. He had 4 touchdowns. That's not a bad number, but he only had 189 yards receiving and averaged 19.7 yards per catch. Everyone's thinking, wow, that's a pretty good number. But again, he didn't have eye-popping statistics from the receiving category. The one thing that I've noticed with this is, as I sit here, I'm like, okay, Justin Hunter, add him to the wide receiver depth chart. What is this going to look like next year in 2017? You take a look at all the available players. Man, this could be one of the best, if not the best, training camp battles to watch in terms of trying to narrow down who's going to make the team and who's going to be left off. For the sake of argument, let's assume that Martavis Bryant, who is a huge wild card, we know he's been suspended for a year, that he's filed paperwork to be reinstated, and that nothing official has been reported yet, whether he has been reinstated or whether he has to wait or, you know, get the Josh Gordon treatment from Roger Goodell in the NFL front office. But let's, for this scenario, for this argument, let's say that Martavis Bryant is back. He's back with the team. He's back opposite Antonio Brown. So, with that being said, you add Justin Hunter to the mix, and you have 8 wide receivers who could be possibly making the team. The Steelers are not going to keep 8 wide receivers. Most of the time, they have 5 wide receivers, and they like versatile wide receivers, too. Let's go over the depth chart first, okay? Antonio Brown to sign a new long-term contract. He is not going anywhere. Eli Rogers, he's entering his third year. He's also not going anywhere. DeMarcus Ayers, second-year player. Darius Hayward-Bey, who signed a new contract prior to the 2016 season. He'll be back. Mentioned Martavis Bryant. That year that he was suspended does not count towards his current contract status, so the Steelers still have control of him for the next 2 seasons. Kobe Hamilton will be back. Sammy Coates will be back as he enters his third year in the National Football League out of Auburn, and then the aforementioned Justin Hunter, who was signed to a 1-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers recently. Okay, that's a very crowded room right there, and every single player brings something different to the table. You have Antonio Brown, who is a route tree fanatic. He's a guy that can come in and out of his cuts. He is the best route runner in the National Football League. Probably the best all-around receiver as well in terms of still being able to get vertical. He can get behind defensive backs, can still make all the tough catches, but is not too proud to go over the middle. He can obviously still make plays that way as well. Eli Rogers, he can return punts. He can return kicks if they would ever let him. He's a slot guy. He played well in his first full season last year, and he really started to get some confidence down the stretch. DeMarcus Ayers is just like Eli Rogers, a slot player. He drew a big defensive pass interference call on the Week 17 game against the Baltimore Ravens on Christmas Day at Heinz Field. He's a guy that has a lot of speed. He's very good in short routes, good route runner. Again, return guy. Very much in the same mold as Eli Rogers. Darius Hayward-Bey, everyone talks about his versatility. They love how Darius Hayward-Bey can play special teams. He is still really, really fast, and he has questionable hands. Okay, catching the ball has never been his forte. Then you have Martavis Bryant. Tall, strong, physical, has issues with catching the ball as well. He's not too much of a hands catcher, more of a body catcher, but still unbelievably dynamic. If this guy's back, he's obviously going to make the team. Kobe Hamilton, kind of a mix between, you know, the Martavis Bryant with the size. He doesn't have the speed of a Darius Hayward Bay. He made some big catches last year. Everyone was calling him Combat Catch Kobe because it seemed like when they needed a third down conversion, it was Kobe Hamilton that was coming down with the football. Then you go down to Sammy Coates. Everyone thought Sammy Coates had kind of turned the corner. Everyone thought he was the guy that was going to make everyone say, Martavis who? And then the New York Jets game, the same game that he broke out, he had over 200 yards receiving, should have had four touchdowns, ended up with two. And then you look at when he broke his hand during that game, and he had a lot of other issues. He was never the same player, period. No doubt about it. So he'll be going into his third year. And then you have Justin Hunter. Justin Hunter is another size and speed. He's a physical specimen. He's 6'4". He runs, he's like 203 in terms of pounds, and he runs a 4.440. But again, hands have been an issue with Justin Hunter. So let's get down to the nuts and bolts, or let's get down to who we think is going to actually make the team, because this is going to be an incredible wide receiver race, and we're going to get down to that right after a word from our sponsors. Okay, so we have eight wide receivers. Eight wide receivers, typically five spots for those wide receivers. They're not, I shouldn't say they're not, but they rarely ever take a roster spot for a specialist, like someone that's just going to return punts or just going to return kicks. It just doesn't work that way anymore. When you have a 53-man roster, you typically have to have people that are versatile. So I think it's safe to say that amongst these eight, if we're going to get rid of one, the first person we're going to get rid of is Kobe Hamilton. I like Kobe Hamilton. I think he was a great addition, a great surprise player in 2016. No one expected anything of Kobe Hamilton, and he came in and he delivered in a lot of big places. He didn't catch 7-8 balls a game, but when they threw him the ball, he brought it down more often than he didn't. So I'm going to think that if we have this stable of receivers, that Kobe Hamilton is the first to go. This is where it gets tough. Going from 7 to 6 or even down to 5, someone is going to have to be let go that most people would probably argue should stay. You know, right now I'd have to think the next person would be Darius Hayward Bay. If Martavis Bryant is back, and if you have someone like Sammy Coates that's a younger player that isn't going to cost you as much, maybe Darius Hayward Bay's time in Pittsburgh is up. And so if we get rid of Darius Hayward Bay, we're now down to 6. And so that leaves Antonio Brown, Eli Rogers, DeMarcus Ayers, Martavis Bryant, Sammy Coates, and Justin Hunter. And this is from the moment that the Steelers signed Justin Hunter, I always said he is going to have to beat out Sammy Coates if he wants a job. If he wants to stay in Pittsburgh, if he wants to play this season with the Steelers, he's going to have to beat out Sammy Coates. And the next question is, are the Steelers going to part ways with a third-round draft pick like Sammy Coates in his rookie deal, or are they going to try to get rid of Justin Hunter? Or do the Steelers possibly take DeMarcus Ayers, put him on their practice squad, try to hide him there? Now, they had to activate him, if you remember, in the last quarter of the season because they felt that other teams were going to poach him off the practice squad. Do they hide him? Do they keep Hunter? Do they keep Coates, Martavis Bryant, Eli Rogers, and Antonio Brown, and get rid of DeMarcus Ayers? Like I said, DeMarcus Ayers and Eli Rogers are pretty much one and the same player. They do the same type of things. They play the same position. They're both versatile in the fact that they can be return men. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. In terms of my prediction, as much as I would like to say that I think Sammy Coates' time is done with Pittsburgh, because I'm not sure that he's ever going to turn into the receiver we all expect him to be, I think the Steelers, because of DeMarcus Ayers' experience, meaning he's going into his second year in the National Football League, he's still eligible to be on the practice squad, I think they're going to release DeMarcus Ayers. I think they're going to try to keep him on the practice squad. I'm not sure that's going to work. Maybe he'll have the same outcome as a fellow draftee in 2016 who got picked up by the New Orleans Saints. His name escapes me right now. Travis Feeney, there it is. Maybe that he'll get poached off the practice squad, or he'll get picked up before he can be placed on the practice squad. But I'm going to say that DeMarcus Ayers is the odd man out. Some tough decisions here. I think we all agree with Kobe Hamilton. And then Darius Hayward Bay, he's a guy that's big in that locker room. He's a veteran, likes to lead by example. DeMarcus Ayers, a lot of people see a lot of young talent and a lot of promise from him. So that would mean that the Pittsburgh Steelers would be going into the 2017 season with Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant as number two, probably Eli Rogers as a slot at three, and Sammy Coates and Justin Hunter to round out their five wide receivers. If they were to happen to keep six, I think that out of those three that were released, I would keep DeMarcus Ayers due to his versatility, his upside. I like him a lot. It's going to be a tough thing to do. It's going to be tough. Tough decisions to make for the coaching staff. I'm sure that some of that will play itself out on its own. Injuries can happen. Suspensions can happen. We've seen that already. But I think this is going to be one of those races to watch, one of those training camp battles to keep an eye on. And it's going to start once the off-season workouts start, and not too long, in May. When they get back to work in May with their OTAs and mini camps and stuff like that, that's when you're going to start to see how these players are actually performing. It's going to be fun to watch. I'd love to hear your predictions. Make sure you check us out at behindthesteelcurtain.com. Check us out in the article and leave your predictions.